Alright, I'm recording.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen of Good Springs, we're going to start the Good Springs Advisory City Council Board meeting. We're going to rise to the National Anthem. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, go ahead and sing. Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do the National
Anthem. We're going to do that right at the end. Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. Roll call.
Here.
Well, we got one guy coming in late. Right, we're going to do public comment.
So. You want to write public comments?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for things that are on the agenda.
For things.
It's a general comment at the end. Yeah.
Yes. For things that are on the agenda? Yeah. Anybody? Okay.
We can say that the one thing that's on the agenda, I guess we're going to put on for next month because that was spearheaded by Katie.
Yeah. About the discussion about signs.
The sign.
All right, we're going to approve the approval of the minutes for January 29th, 2018. Possible action.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Approval of the agenda for February 26th, 2019. And hold, combine, or delete any items.
Yeah, just the one
hold.
Yeah. The one hold. She'll be happy that we waited for her.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve.
With the one item hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Second. Got it.
Aye.
Oh, guys. We're good.
This is painful.
I know.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
All right, guys. Informational items, receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
Good evening, everybody. Sergeant Jeff Dean with Metro. There's some unfamiliar faces in the room. For those of you who haven't met me yet, I am the Metro Sergeant out here for the Enterprise Resident Section. We work out of Gene. And for those of you who aren't familiar with our patrol responsibilities, we cover Prim, State Line, Gene, Sandy Valley, Mountain Springs, and Red Rock Canyon. So we have a big area, but you'll see us back. We usually come to all these meetings. I got two of my officers with me tonight, Officer Chris Hall. He's been around for a little while.
Yep.
He's been on day shift for a little while, so you probably haven't seen him, but he's now back on the evening shift, so you'll see him around. And Officer Ed Serrano in the back. This is his first week out here. Everyone give him.
Make Welcome. Sure
yeah. He brings a lot of experience, over 20 years of experience on the department, plus some other experience elsewhere. So it's great. We're happy to have him. As far as crime here in Good Springs, I don't think we took a single crime report for the last month. I know there's still an issue with OHV and off-road racers and stuff like that out here on the weekends. I know I discussed that we are getting a side-by-side that we're going to be using to help us deploy and maybe try to take care of that problem. We're still in the purchasing process with that. So I'm hoping I'll have it purchased and be able to bring it out and show it to you all next month. But the gears of government work slowly. So working on that right now. I hope to get that out. But other than that, I don't really have anything to report. If anyone has any questions for me or one of the officers will be around, and we'll be happy to answer your questions after. Okay? Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates on the Good Springs Trail project, Gene, Starbucks, and other updates from Clark County.
Wow. We can use our podium.
I know.
There.
So you may have noticed a lot of stuff going on with the trail. You've been up by the fire station lately. They are about two-thirds done with putting in the decomposed granite, which makes the bed, or no, type two, which makes the bed of the trail, and then they'll put in the decomposed granite on top. It's a two-mile trail, in case you didn't know, and it's so cool. I can't wait for you guys to see this stuff. And some of the stuff I didn't know they had designed, so I'm getting to see it too. So the trail markers, when you go along and you're walking, and you get to every quarter mile, there's a marker, and it looks like a big railroad spike. It comes out of the ground like a railroad spike that says quarter mile. It's so cool. And where it goes on the rail bed, where it goes along where the rail bed was, there is a bridge that has been replicated to look like the train that used to run on those rails. And I just got a picture today, and this is it in progress. And it looks kind of cartoony, but that's how the train looked. We have pictures, and actually on one of the boards up there, there's a picture, and it'll be all rusted eventually. This is just the coating that'll start the rusting process. So I'll pass that around so you can look at it. This being handmade, well, probably not like tools, but by the contractor up in Utah, it's going to get shipped down here. And so there'll be two of those, and that's both sides of a bridge that you walk over. And that's on the accessible part of the trail, so it's on the ADA accessible part of the trail. So they were hoping to have it done in March. There is a shade structure that goes over the picnic area, and the company that does that is just taking forever, and so that probably is not going to be ready until the first week of April. So we are going to plan a grand opening probably third or fourth week of April. I have some ideas on that, and I'm going to talk to the Historical Society about that. I don't want to tell you what it is yet because it's exciting, but everyone will be invited. It'll be Commissioner Jones's first opportunity to come out and meet the community, so that will be great. And we meet, you may see me come through here on Tuesdays. We meet every Tuesday with the construction guys and go over all the stuff that's happening with the trail. So lots of great stuff happening. And when they first came out, there were additive alternates. There were things that weren't necessarily funded, and we got them all funded. Everything is funded. So there's going to be restrooms, shade structures, picnic tables. Awesome. Yeah, everything got funded for the whole project. So very exciting. The Gene Starbucks, they got their, they had asked for easements to be vacated. They got that done. So they're moving ahead with the permitting process. I don't have a whole lot of other details on that. And I don't think I have anything else right now. There had been, maybe you guys saw, a bill, Federal Lands Act bill that was going through that was going to designate some OHV areas in this area. That did not make it through the commission. It was held. It's too bad that got held because it would have been, I think, from my view, it would have been very positive for this area because it would have designated trails and given more control over where OHV users could recreate. So it's too bad that bill didn't make it. I don't know if they're going to try to do that again or not. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with that. And I think that's all I have, unless there's questions for me. Yeah.
What kind of trails were those?
They were going to be off-road vehicle trails. Because right now there's some designated trails, but there's not like a trails map. Right. And up through the mountains here, there's no specific designated trails. This would have designated those trails. It would have been, there would have been maps available, signage. It would have allowed for better and different enforcement because the trails would be designated. And that was just one part of a bigger bill that was dealing with off-highway vehicle recreation throughout the county. So it wasn't just here, but that was part of it. And I was really excited about it because it would have helped us here to, I think, get things a little more under control. But the off-road groups were in opposition to it because it was taking away some of the lands that they use for big races because they're environmentally sensitive. So there was such opposition to it that they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. So it's too bad.
Did you, were they consulting anybody in this area when they were formulating the plan at all? I mean, I never saw
there was no details yet. It was just this area. So that would have been, if it were set aside, then that's when it would go into the nitty-gritty details.
The map in the paper.
Showed it going over to Sandy Valley?
Yeah, so do you have any maps at all?
There were no maps. That was it. But that proposal's dead. It's completely dead now. So that map is irrelevant. I know. Believe me, it's frustrating to us too, and I was really excited about it. But
that would have controlled it more.
Yeah, it would have allowed more restrictions. It wouldn't. People are still going to be people. People are still going to be jerks. But it would have given us more power to control where writing happens. Did you create trailheads so that they could go in certain places? And so I don't know yet. We haven't met with Marcy Hansen, who's the one that does the lands bills. We haven't met with her again since it was held. So I don't know what the next step is.
Yeah, of course. Something like that that's going to impact the residents up here and everything, wouldn't we be able to get some advice before they pass and approve it and then come to us and say, how do you want us to do it?
Well, we would have...
Rather than us say, we don't want you to do it?
Right. This was so preliminary. The nitty-gritty, what to do with it would have been... that's when we would have had public meetings and you guys would have all come in and said, this is where we want it, this is where we don't. But this was just setting aside saying, we're going to look at this area and study this area and see how to implement some OHV regulations.
Would you think it's appropriate, let's say this board even sends a little note to our commissioner that's saying, we do want to have this pursued. Or do we write individually?
I don't think you even need to, because our Commissioner Jones was supportive of it, and I have given him a lot of input as to the things that have gone on out here. Since he's new, I've been giving him updates on everything. He was very supportive of it to begin with. So I don't think he could be more supportive of it. He's very supportive. So you can write a letter if you want, but I don't think it's necessary because he wanted it to happen anyway.
Great. What about the other commissioners? Let's say Kilpatrick was one.
Commissioner Kilpatrick was a big part of it.
And she was opposed.
No, she was in favor of it.
Well, then who was opposed?
The off-road groups.
But I mean of the commissioners.
Yeah. I don't know that there were any commissioners opposed to it.
So the 500 people voted at the commission meeting that they didn't want it?
No.
How does that work?
It works like the democratic process, how it works. It works with, they put this bill forward, and there was enough opposition to it that implementation would not have been effective, would not have worked for the groups that were opposed to it. So instead of pushing through a bill that was so controversial, they're going to try and approach it a different way, and maybe there can be some more buy-in from the off-road groups and find something that'll work for everybody.
Because what I'm saying is that why wouldn't we have been mobilized? Why wouldn't basically you knew that was going to happen, or basically that looked like it was going to happen? Why wouldn't you come to our meetings and say, you know what, the off-road guys are going to be there. Why don't you be there too?
Quite literally, because it came up on the Monday of the meeting. It had been voted. There's an OHV committee for Clark County. And the OHV committee had said, yep, we support potentially moving ahead with this. Because it wouldn't move ahead until the commission voted on it. And it was a unanimous vote by the OHV committee that they wanted to move ahead with it. The Monday of the Wednesday meeting, BCC meets on Wednesday, the Monday morning of that meeting, last week, is when this all hit the fan. Literally Monday morning. So I know, but it's always better for everybody to have a bill that works more for everyone.
This hit the day before the council met.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be proper for the council to postpone that to the next meeting, notify those involved, then take a look at it and get everybody the democratic process?
And that's what's happening.
To look at it?
That's what's happening.
Who put the bill forward?
It's part of a federal lands bill, and we do stuff like that all the time. To work with BLM and say, hey, on your... And it's all on BLM land. That's the thing.
It's all BLM land.
Right.
Was it the county or was it the...
It's the county.
Oh, the county.
County working with BLM.
I gotcha.
Trying to find a solution, because there's a lot of, as you guys know firsthand, there is a lot of friction between the off-road community and different kinds of recreation in different communities. There's lots, and there's different points of view. Moapa Valley is 100% OHV friendly community, so there's different points of view. So this was trying to find something where we could start the dialogue, and this didn't work. So they're going to try again. So I'll find out what the next step is going to be, if there's a next step, and we'll go from there.
And I'm just curious to find out how the council kind of works down there and everything. But the other side of the 15, mm-hmm. you've got off-road races 3-4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
You've got railroad tracks. You've got everything else down there, airports.
No one lives on that side.
Why not designate that as a recreational area? They got shooters down there that they allow to go out and let them deal with that and keep this side residential.
Well, because off-road use is allowed on BLM land. So this was not to decide whether they could do it or not. This
but
was
this is
going
be
to
be sanctioned. Right.
Certain areas. It wouldn't be a free-for-all. There was no free-for-all. It was going to be designated trails. But it's not happening now. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you
said
it's not happening now, but it could be come up at the
It could
meeting.
Be, or they could let it die. I don't know what's going to happen.
Will we be notified if it doesn't
I will let
happen?
You know. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm wondering if it's possible to break that up.
What do you mean?
Break up the areas, because we're a rural community that... You know, we want those controls. We want those regulations
right.
so that they can enforce it. But on the other side of 15, they could kind of care less and they want to do their own
well,
thing.
Well, it's not that they can care less.
Well,
there's things called ACECs, which are areas of critical environmental concern on that side. There's Sloan Canyon. So just because it's not your area doesn't mean there's not important things over there, too.
Well, I don't
just
mean
just because
it that
there's
way.
No houses doesn't mean there's not important things over there, too.
Yeah,
so all of that has to be taken into account. And that's why we're looking at it at this level. When it gets down here, then we start.
So as you're saying, when it gets down to this level, is it possible to separate the areas?
They are separated.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah. Just like you aren't treated the same as Moapa Valley.
Right.
Because they are OHV friendly. So...
Because you mentioned it's kind of a blanket bill, so when it gets...
Well, it's a blanket bill. It's all going as one bill, but with different sections.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Are there any other things going on out here that we should maybe know about or have some input on? We heard there was another helicopter gun shoot operation that has applied for permission.
They have not applied yet. It came to the meeting last month and said that that's their intention. They have not applied for anything yet. They have to get permission from the FAA first before they can apply. Well, that's not true. They could apply waiting for the FAA permission, but if that took a year, it'd be silly to apply and have it expire.
Right.
And I told them... for sure that I felt it was in their best interest to get the FAA approval first. So they came last month and said that that's their intention. They could end up not getting the FAA approval. They could change their minds. I don't know. But that's what they're working on.
Could you repeat what their intention was?
To do shooting from a helicopter on their gun range.
Great idea. Jeez. Unbelievable.
It's private property. There's a company that does it in Sandy Valley now, and there have been no problems. They've been operating throughout 2 years, and there have been no problems.
We're really close to the fire.
Yeah, we're within half a mile. We hear gunshots every day.
Every day. My granddaughters won't even go outside anymore because of the gunshots.
Okay.
How much advance notice will we get?
It'll be the same as it'll be noticed... On the meetings.
Okay.
So, but that's been operating for a long time, and I haven't heard any complaints. So, I would like you to share that information with me. I'll give you my card.
Okay.
But literally, since they've been operating, I have not had one single complaint. Our
office.
They
don't hear
like we do. I mean, it's like it's right there. My granddaughters wouldn't even go outside.
Right. But your input is just as valid as people living down here. So
they don't hear it here like we do.
Yeah, we do.
When
they were blowing stuff up, but they put a thing out that they're not going to do that. Yeah. They were blowing things up from the helicopter.
and we thought there was mining going on, and it turned out it was, and they said they're not going to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure you're talking, there's four gun ranges in this area. Yeah. So, the one in, I haven't seen communication coming from Shoot Las Vegas, which is yours. I think you're talking about gunship helicopters?
Yeah, but we could feel it. We could hear it, and it was rattling our windows.
Okay.
And they said they're not going to do it anymore, though.
Right. But just make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Shoot Las Vegas is the one that operates here.
Right.
They have they do not have the helicopter. They're thinking about using the helicopter. And like I said, I have not gotten any complaints about them. Gunship.
Except
for right now, yes. Gunship helicopters operates on the other side of the mountain, which you probably can hear because we're all very close. There was two occasions. I live in Sandy Valley, and I'm pretty close to it too, where it was just right that their explosions were ricocheting, and they have decided to stop using that. It was 100% legal. It's something any one of us could go buy in a store, but they have chosen to, in response to the community, they've chosen to stop doing that. All right.
Can I ask you one other thing?
Of course.
There is a rumor. That's on here. There is a rumor that there's an off-road vehicle company right here going to be on Esmeralda.
They have contacted me. That property is zoned commercial. Unless they need to build some sort of building, which I think they would, but unless they need some sort of waiver, they probably will not need to come through the CAC because they have commercial property. There's certain property rights that come along with having certain zoning, and having a rental operation is part of what goes along with C2 zoning.
Will there be some sort of constraints that they can't just blast through town?
Well, there's the law.
that doesn't work here.
I don't know what their final plans are. This company did come out last year and talked to the community and stayed after and took many questions.
Yeah.
They've been extremely respectful with me, and sometimes that's because I work for the commissioner and I get that. But this company seems to really want to do things on the up and up and follow the rules. I'm hoping that's how they operate all the time. I can't tell you. I don't think there's been any official application yet.
So if they apply for a license to operate this, then they don't have to notify us of the fact.
Just like any kind of business. If you were an accountant, started a business in your home, then you're allowed to do that. You wouldn't have to notify anybody.
The county has to issue a business license for them, though, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So if they were operating without a license, then there would be some recourse. But if you're operating on your property with things that are allowed on your property, then you're able to do that.
Not everything is allowed on commercial property, obviously. Either.
Correct. I know.
So is that is a use?
It is.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Sitting 25?
Equipment rental. It's considered equipment rental.
Well, they rent them, but then what do they do after that?
Where's
their egresses to leave and come back?
So when a business license comes through, it's looked at by many agencies.
Right.
Zoning is one of those agencies.
Right.
So that will be a question that will be encountered when the zoning person reviews that application.
Will that go before the city council down there?
No. Unless they need a waiver or something.
That's just approved by the agencies that look at their permits.
If they meet all the requirements. If they don't, then they'll either have to figure out a way to meet them, or they will have to come through and get it through the public hearing process.
The other rental businesses that work over on the other side of the Eugene Dry Lakes, they use established public lands to access from their businesses, and other businesses who don't have legal right or legal way to access the public lands where they will ride or host their customers will trailer their vehicles out to a legal spot.
And I don't know what their operation will be. That may be what they do. It may just be a storage place where they trailer them out. I don't know.
Not the one that operates here, of course. Doesn't trailer them out.
Well, I mean, if there's not an established business here yet, then...
Well, there is.
There is.
There is.
But so that they would have to trailer them from this lot over here, technically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to whatever their business plan is, I'm sure the checks and balances will work its way out. But in the event that they do start operating, and if they're not operating within the law, then it would be something for us as law enforcement to look at and address. But generally, the business owners are very responsible, and they understand what the law is as far as access from their property to public lands.
What is the law on that?
As far as
driving on the public road?
It's generally prohibited, with certain exceptions.
And they would need to be all street legal.
Correct, street legal, right. and they'd have to be, they're allowed on minor county roads with, if they're two abreast side by side with registration and insurance, but they're allowed to cross over portions of highway to access public land. That's not illegal to cross a highway, to cross the highway to access.
Can't they go a certain amount of miles if you travel across the desert? And you hit a highway, aren't you allowed a certain amount?
It's a trail connector.
Yeah, trailhead to trailhead.
Designated trail connector, it's 2 miles.
2 miles, okay.
If it's a designated trail. That's
right.
But generally, just crossing over the highway itself is not a problem.
Right.
Yes.
But using public highways or roads, it's from BLM to BLM land, is that correct?
From
a trail to trail.
Yeah, trail.
Trail. Well, and how in the world can you drive into this town and stop someplace else, not going from trail to trail, and sucking down 4 or 5 beers, and then driving someplace else, let's say Sandy Valley, stopping over at the beer garden over there, drinking another 4 or 5 beers, and then drive through town? You're not going from trail to trail. You're going from beer joint to beer joint.
Kind of depends on the roads that they're using. And if it's
well, they didn't pass my house every week.
We're aware where there's an issue with OH usage here, and it's something we're working right now to try to find to address. But generally speaking, like driving through BLM to Sandy Valley wouldn't be illegal. You know, if they're coming into town and driving on the paved parts of the roads and they're not registered, is where it becomes an issue.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of gray area.
They're coming from the bar, down the highway, down Esmeralda, then now that Steve's got that blocked off, then they have to go down to the fire station. So that's all paved, and they're not on the
We're aware of the issues, and like I said, we are working, like I said, we're buying a side-by-side, and we do, it is something that we're going to hopefully be able to address, but it's just kind of a lot of gray area. It's one thing since I started working on this OHV project is it is not really regulated. The law itself is very gray.
And there's a lot of loopholes in it. Yes,
it's very complicated.
Yeah, I've been working on it for going on 7 years, and there's no one good solution. It's very complicated. And when you find one solution, then it messes up other things.
I don't know that this is the time to ask, or it's been talked about. I haven't been to a couple of meetings, but my question is the wildlife reserve,
the Strawbale House.
What's saying?
Well, it's the old Leslie place, so the Strawbale House.
Yeah.
He will be coming to the meeting next month. He's submitted for use permit. He does rescue animals, and he'll be coming here to talk to you guys next month for a use permit.
He was going to be here this month.
There's deadlines you have to hit, and they didn't hit the deadline to get on this meeting. Planning is backed up 6 weeks just to get an appointment to submit, and then it takes another 6 weeks for it to get scheduled. So we're busy right now. So he got delayed.
So in the time between him asking for permission and already housing the wildlife, does he have like a temporary permit?
There's no such thing as a temporary permit, but we have been working very closely with him. We're aware of the situation. He was forced out of the property he was on because development took it over. He got surrounded by development. And I don't want to share too much of his story because it's not my story to tell, but he has done this for many years and is definitely not new at it and has never had a reported problem in Pahrump or in Las Vegas at his current location or the location he just
is. For rescued animals? Mm-hmm. Is that what he's doing? Mm-hmm.
Like wolves?
Yes. There's a wolf rescue in Sandy Valley that's been there for years, and you would never even know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, at the SOT meeting, last week, there was concern with the school not being secure if an animal were to get. It's because we've had dogs get into the schoolyard anyway, so I understand that a wolf is bigger, which is even more scarier with a kindergartner there, you know. So
well, these are things you can ask him about. I have visited the property myself. and literally hit myself in the head trying to get out of one of the areas because I wasn't paying attention. It's very secure. And I have no degree in animal husbandry or anything, but it's very secure. He takes security very seriously. And I think there was someone on the street here that had large cats for years and years, right down from the school. Okay, well, I have been in interacted with the wolves, and it's for you guys to decide. He'll be coming here next month. I can't advocate for him. I can just tell you the past, and he has there's never been an escape. There's never been a problem before. Actually, all of us in this room have probably driven by the property where he's just moving from, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah, if you know, again, you gotta realize, and you live in San Diego, and you've been here for years. You know, it's a community, it's our home. Or, you know, going through some massaging because we're not used to development out here because we've gone for years without any development, and it's taking some adjustment. But what we would like to do as a community, just be informed of what's going on, so that we can wake up one morning and, you know, there's this, or there's a gunship, or there's a wolf habitat, or...
Well, all of those things come through the public hearing process, and that's part of the reason I'm here.
It's not because we're not getting to hear them until after the fact.
Well,
it's already built, right?
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much.
This one, it went a little out of order. The owner, as soon as I saw that going up, I was like, what the heck? You know, I've always thought that place looked so beautiful. And then I saw the wall, the fences, I thought.
We thought they were building a prison.
I thought, what the heck? So I reached out. As soon as I saw that, I reached out. I said, what are you doing? And I met him, and he's been through the whole process before. He was given bad information, which I guarantee you many of us in this room have gotten from his realtor that said, oh, it's the rules. Nobody cares. You don't need to do anything.
Well, he had experience, so that just seems hard to believe.
In the city. And there are things that are different in the rules. If you look in the code, there are different things in the rules. Like, I can have chickens on my property where I am. I can have up to 200 chickens. In town, you can't have one. So there are things that are different. So... we have people that come in all the time, and we've had them here, that have built things or done things and don't realize the code, and we do not take away their birthday. We let them try to make it right. And that's that we're going to, they're allowed to come through the process, and you guys get to vote on it. But I in if you look at most zoning agendas, I'll bet a third of them are things that people either didn't know, accidentally did wrong, codes change, and they're coming in to try to make it right. So, and yes, I do live out here, and some of you that know me had a pit bull get into our chicken coop and kill all of our chickens, so I understand your concern 100%.
Yeah.
And I would have no problem living right next door to this place. Mm-hmm. And I have grandchildren, so believe me, but I don't get to vote. I don't have a vote in this at all. This is not my community, so.
Anything else?
You guys have picked my brain. I don't know if I can even drive home now. All my skills are gone. Okay.
All right, nothing on the agenda for planning and zoning. On to general business. I discussed possible creation of the placement. Are we going to hold off on that? We're going to hold that for next month.
Right, so what that is from the resident here. Katie had visited Floride, I think, Arizona, and they have a real charming welcome to Floride sign. I'm going to hold it up here if I can find it real quick. I guess you can see that. It's charming and rustic, and she loved the idea of having a sign similar to that for Good Springs. So I put together a bunch of a little more background. We had approached NDOT about doing a sign.
Right.
And NDOT, if you go to Pahrump, if you go to Indian Springs, other towns in throughout Nevada, NDOT puts up a sign. But it's limited. The only thing you can put on signs are community organizations and churches. well, there's just not that many community organizations and churches in Good Springs, so it would have looked really silly to have a big sign and two things on it. So we worked with NDOT, and they said they can't even do a sign that size. And they said, hey, they'd work with us, and if we came up with another sign, they'd help us be able to put it within the right-of-way, which includes them. So that's kind of where we are, and so we're going to talk about everybody's ideas for signs, and there's a lot of cute, I guess I can hand out what I brought for you guys to look at for next time.
Yeah.
Is it to replace the sign?
Not to replace that one. It's more about the town. So I'll put these over. If you guys don't pick up, this is just, I went through and pulled some kind of cute ones from different places. And they show, some show like the Lions Club and Knights of Columbus, things like that. Some, this one says home of Kay Gow, 1988 women's basketball gold medal coach. You know, I mean, there's, one, here's one, home of 407 scout troop. So these are kind of some examples, and then here is a little aerial view of coming into town, and I've labeled it. So if you have an idea where you think it would be good to go, I'll print more for next time. But
Having it will make people realize when they're coming into town that this is a community, with people, and there's
not just a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Raise some awareness. And you guys aren't the only town that deal with that. Mountain Springs has the exact same problem. They're on the highway. End up doing that. If you've been up that way out front recently, they're doing that huge widening project. And part of that is when you come through Mountain Springs, the lanes are going to change. And there's going to be a Welcome to Mountain Springs sign to help raise awareness that people are driving through a community and hopefully to slow down. So I think it's kind of the same idea with this. So if you'll pick those up for next time, those can you have them to look at for discussion.
People don't realize this is a community already? I'm sorry.
I drove through here the other day after snow. I drove through because I wanted to see how pretty it was, because we didn't get any snow. You guys got it all.
What?
You hogged it all. But I drove through there. I did not, literally, I drove around and took pictures, did not see one single person the whole time I drove around. So it would be very possible for someone.
Snow.
Exactly.
But it was a nice, sunny, beautiful morning. Oh, but I'm just saying, do you guys not know that people are wacky? People are wacky.
Yeah, we do.
They drive through, and they may think that no one lives here, especially if you just come a little bit in. You see the old buildings, and you may not realize.
And then they stop in the middle of the road and take pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you don't, okay, we just stop in the middle. I'm like, where do you stop in the middle of the road and just take a picture?
Sunday, I was sitting in my living room.
Okay.
The family stopped. Their kid got out. I had left my Porsche outside. Got up on the hood, and they were taking a picture. So I got up and started out the door. And he had put some snow. It was tossing the bottle up in the air, and his mom was like, "Get the car." But she proceeded to record my entire yard as she drove by, with me standing there looking at her.
In Mount Charleston, the tourists come up and have barbecues on people's decks that aren't home. So people are just wacky.
That's insane.
But it happens. I'm telling you, it's terrible. They'll cut through the chains that block off the neighborhoods to go in and do this stuff. So. But some of those things, some of those subtle things do help, so it's just an idea, it's one way to try to help, you know, I mean, we all can't stand and say, people live here, slow down, be nice, don't take a picture of my house, we can't do that, so hopefully something subtle like this would alert people as they're coming through.
Or the Good Springs greeter.
Listen, Walmart's hiring a bunch of their greeters, so maybe we should hire them out here.
Get your mirror.
Okay. I don't want to be a Walmart here. I want to be a Good Springs.
All right. Comments by the general public?
Yeah.
If you'd like to, you can head up to the podium. Yeah. I have a comment. I have a surprise. One of the Yonce family came up to me and he gave me the ledger book from one of the stores out here from 1897, and that's what's in there. So if anybody wants to take a look, cool. By all means, it's pretty cool. Yeah, here, pass it over, and I'll open her up.
You should be wearing white gloves.
I know.
one of the things that we need to kind of have our eyes on too, because where this would be from is the rock building that's across from the Pioneer was the site of the Yacht Store. So that's where, you know, it is on private property, but it is not secured in any way at all. So if you see people on there, tell them to get off of there. I mean, I've contacted the owner.
Yeah.
Offered to help with the roof, which is falling down and has been. We've already lost one building off of that property that was twice as big as that one. A lot of great building material if you're trying to restore anything out here. So just keep your eyes open on that property and, well, any of the other ones, and you see something that's... Because what happened at that time is that he sent two construction dumpsters out, and he took all the stuff out. So we don't want that to happen again. And, like I said, I've made an offer to him from a historical society or from our community that we would help him secure that better. But that's, you know, the other building, fortunately, the other rock building is from 1886. That's as old as anything else in Clark County. Ford is older, and there's a couple of buildings in Moapa or Bunkerville in that area that are in that same age. But this building is, and that one is a little bit younger than that. But that's fantastic that we have something like that.
Oh. Yeah. Think about putting in some plexiglass or something.
I mean, some kind of one of those deep frames.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, anything else, guys? Right, the next meeting is going to be March 26, 2019. Meeting's adjourned.
You're going to sing the national anthem?
Yes, I am. I promised you that. Yeah. Check it out.